Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, and welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ, is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord, he has made. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first timers. If you're visiting with us for the very, very first time, we greet you in Jesus' name. We greet you in Jesus' name, and we want to welcome you, amen, to our services. Amen. Please enjoy the services on today. Amen. And keep coming back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We pray that everyone is excited today. We pray that everyone is thinking cool, being cool. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Locking your faith in. Amen. On the Lord, because he is our helper. Amen. He is the only one that can make a difference. He is the only one that can bring protection. He is the only one that can bring provision. He is the only one, amen, glory be to God, that can give life. He is the life, amen. So Jesus is the only one, amen. He is the only one, amen. And so we want to bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We pray that everyone is encouraged. Amen. Write something down here. Amen. So if something is bothering you today, I pray that you will, amen, pray your way through it. Amen. Shake it off. Amen. Glory be to God. Talk to the Lord. See why it's bothering you. Amen. Glory be to God. And then get rid of it. Amen. Why? Because God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And God has not given us the spirit of worry either, because you can't worry and have faith at the same time. Your worryation cancels your faith, but God wants us to live on a plateau where our faith cancels our worryation. Amen, and so we bless be the name of the Lord. God is real, amen, hallelujah, and he is the bishop and the lover of our soul. So we thank God. We thank God for another opportunity that we have, amen, to come, amen, and share in God's word. Amen. This morning, we want to talk to you about the process of becoming. The process of becoming. Father God, we bless you and we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, Ephesians chapter number 5, the very, very first verse, and it reads like this: Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Be ye therefore followers of who? Muhammad? No. Followers of God, amen, as dear children, amen. Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Beloved, have you ever been in a situation that made you so uncomfortable, you wish you could turn and run? You was just really uncomfortable, see, but you knew that you had to stay. You knew you had to stay, but you really wanted to run because that's how uncomfortable you were. Anybody ever been there but me? What did you do, beloved, in that particular time? Did you throw a fit and cry in front of everyone, alerting them to the fact that you were upset? Or did you speak to yourself, telling your emotions to get a grip and to be controlled? Did you make the choice to grit your teeth, put a smile on your face, and act like you were happy to be there, although truthfully, that wasn't what you felt at all? You was pretending you was happy, but you wasn't happy. You was pretending that you wanted to be there, but you didn't really want to be there. You were smiling, but you really didn't want to smile. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, let me give you two more common scenarios for you to consider this morning. Have you ever been depressed, but because you were with other people, you had no choice but to smile and laugh and act as if everything was fine? You know, I mean, just pretending up a storm. Anything all right? What's wrong, sis? What's wrong, brother? No, everything good. Everything good. Liar, pants on fire. You was pretending. See? Because of the people that you were with. Or can you remember a moment, beloved, when you was having a very upsetting or emotional talk with someone in your household, telling your children off, telling your spouse off, you know what I mean, getting things straight around the house, and then suddenly your telephone would ring? I mean, you in the middle of laying somebody out. I mean, you just giving them their rights. Glory be to God, huh? Glory be to God. And then the telephone will ring. Do you notice, beloved, how your voice changed from sounding gloomy to sounding like a cheerful, welcoming committee when you answered the phone? I mean, you right in the middle of telling somebody off. Telephone ring, you pick it up. Hey, girl, how you doing? Yeah. I'm so happy to hear from you. How you doing? Huh? Right in the middle of your argument. Right in the middle of you getting things straight. I'm laughing because we know, amen, I've been there, and most of you can relate to being there yourself. To disguise what you really was feeling in those different situations, beloved, you were required to act. All of us have found ourselves in similar situations where we were forced to act. Beloved, acting is an ability that every human being possesses. Children know how to act. Oh, my God, do children know how to act? Oh, my God. I watch my grandchildren. I say, look at this. Teenagers know how to act. Oh, Lord. Husbands and wives know how to act. And employees know how to act. If needed, beloved, every person on the planet knows how to switch into an acting mode. Acting is something that everyone can do. In our scripture this morning in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1, the Apostle Paul wrote these words. He says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Now the word followers, beloved, means to imitate someone or to mimic what you see someone else doing. It was also used to describe actors or performing arts, artists who acted on the stage for their profession. In addition, beloved, this word frequently depicted the modeling of a parent, a teacher, a champion, or a hero. When a person was known for their high moral character, others were encouraged to emulate or copy that person. This word, beloved, is frequently used in the New Testament. For example, Paul used the word when he told the Corinthians, when we read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, glory be to God, Paul wrote, "Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Therefore I beseech you, imitate me, mimic me." Why? Because we're all actors. See? This verse could be translated, beloved, when we read it in the Greek. Amen. Paul is saying, I'm urging you to act like me. Watch what I do and duplicate in your own life everything you see in me. When we read in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 3, verse number 7, Paul used the same word when he told the Thessalonians. He said, for yourselves know how ye ought to follow us. Beloved, this could be translated that it would behoove you to follow our example, to imitate and mimic us, with the goal of replicating the things you observe in our lives. When we read in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13, verse number 7, it uses this same word, beloved, when it tells us that through the Bible, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. Then it goes on to say, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Beloved, that last section of that verse could be translated like this. You need to carefully model your faith after theirs, doing what they do, saying what they say, acting like they act, considering the great maturity and fruit produced by their lives. Beloved, because Paul used this word in our scripture this morning, he is telling us to model our lives after God. Just as a professional actor is committed to capturing the emotions, the looks, the voice, the character, and even the appearance of the person that he is portraying. And I watch those superstars. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing when I saw all of them. All of them. I watched Denzel Washington. I watched all of them, how they portrayed Malcolm X, how they portrayed Aretha Franklin, and they even take on the character. I mean, they look like the person. They talk like the person. See, and they win Academy Awards for their performance because what they said is they actually study that person. And they actually adopt their spirit, so to speak. And they become that person to play their part. Now, that's a good actor. And this is what the word of God is telling us, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's telling us, amen, to model our lives after God. Be a good actor. Glory be to God. Capture his emotions. till you look like him, till Christ be formed in you, his voice, his character, and even the appearance of the person that you're portraying. We are to put on, put our whole heart and soul into imitating God in every sphere of our lives, beloved. This means that we must make a decision to act like God. This is what Paul is telling us today. But let's go back a little to see how Paul begins this verse, beloved. Paul begins by saying, be ye therefore. Be ye therefore. Glory be to God. So, beloved, when we dissect, amen, this word, glory be to God, in the Greek, what is Paul saying? Paul is saying, be constantly in the process of becoming. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. But be constantly in the process. In the process. Be ye therefore. It expresses the idea of someone who has started some action in his life and is now continuing to work on it. He hasn't arrived at his goal yet, but he is committed to keep working on it and to stay in the process of becoming. Successfully, beloved, acting like God is not something you will attain the first time you try. For you to capture the emotions, for you to capture the look, for you to capture the voice and the character of God, in other words, to successfully replicate him in your life will require commitment and time. Commitment and time, beloved. Amen. When we look in that glass darkly, glory be to God, we're supposed to be seeing Christ looking back at us. That is the ultimate goal. That is the ultimate goal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Write these scriptures down. Amen. Let me pull it up real quick. I want you to write these two scriptures down. Amen. Let me find it real quick. Amen. Okay, just give me one second here. Okay, First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. First Corinthians, write this down in your notes this morning. First Corinthians 13 and 12. But now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Why, beloved? Amen. Because, amen, in the process of becoming, in the process of becoming, in the process of becoming, amen, glory be God, the ultimate goal is when you look in that glass, beloved, amen, you don't see you looking back at you, amen, you see, amen, a Christ looking back, amen, at you. Amen. Write this scripture down here also. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, great. Let me find it real quick. I want you to write this down. Wait a minute. Let me find it real quick. Write down this scripture here in Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19, my little children, over whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you, till Christ be formed in you, amen. And beloved, you ever notice, amen, how children, amen, that's why you can't get mad with your children, amen, because you see the children, amen, started mimicking the parents, glory be to God, what the parents do, they do, huh? How the parents dress, they dress, huh? The glory be to God. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's because they spend time with the parents and they take on that spirit. Glory be to God. Hmm? Isn't it amazing? You ever seen a couple that's been together for a lot? And then they start looking like one another. They start looking like one another. Glory be to God. Hmm? Glory be to God. It's not, amen, nothing wrong with, amen. Sometimes you have a pastor, amen, a leader, and he or she has a minister underneath them, and they sort of preach or teach like their leader. Glory be to God. Beloved, it's nothing wrong with none of that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is our starting point. That is our growing point, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Paul said, be followers of me. Paul said, follow me. Mimic me. I'm going to show you how to do this thing. Just follow me. Follow me while I follow Christ. Come on, come on. I'm going to show you how to do this because you actors anyhow. We can do this thing. It's a process of becoming till Christ be formed in you. Be ye followers of Christ, beloved. And this is what the word of God is telling us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's going to require some commitment. It's going to require some time. Amen. But you can do it. And the movie that really comes to my mind is Jamie Foxx. When Jamie Foxx portrayed, y'all know who I'm talking about, when he portrayed the blind man, the singer, y'all know who I'm talking about. My God, I think he won an Academy Award for that. I mean, he took on that man's spirit. He looked like that man. I mean, he became him. Oh, wait a minute. It's going to bother me now. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Amen. I would open up the lines and y'all would help me. But wait a minute. This is because I'm almost finished here. Amen. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Hey, give me one second here. I'm going to find this. Amen. Glory be to God. I know if I open up the line, y'all will help me. Wait a minute. Just give me one second. It's going to come back to me. Ray Charles, the devil is a liar. Ray Charles. I don't know if y'all saw that movie or not. That's just one of many. He took on that man emotion. They had that Jamie looking like Ray Charles. He was walking like Ray. I mean, he took time to study this man. I don't know how many months it took Jamie Foxx to and grasp this spirit, beloved. My point is this. This is what Paul is telling us to do, amen, to be like God. Spend some time with him. The word of God is the mind of God. The Bible is the mind of God on paper. Get in that word. Know how he thinks. Know what he likes. Know what turns him on. Know what turns him off. Glory be to God. Mimic him. Glory be to God. Until Christ be formed in you, be ye followers. Begin that process of becoming. This is what it's all about, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't expect to arrive at this high level of duplication overnight, but instead, beloved, resolve to start where you are today, right where you are, right where you are. Father, help me to start right here today. Then do some more tomorrow. Then do some more the next day. Then do some more the next day. Keep it up until you finally begin to think like God. Keep it up, beloved, until you finally begin to talk like God, sound like God, and carry yourself in the confidence of God. How do I sound like God? God's not going to ever say anything contrary to his word. This is why devils have to back up when you open your mouth and speak the word. When you speak the word, glory be to God, they don't know if it's you speaking or God speaking. The demons don't know if it's you or God, because the word is the word is the word. And they have to honor that word. They have to back up on that word. You talk like God when you talk the word. You live like God when you live the word. Oh, Father God, thank you. So, beloved, when we put all this together, amen, what is Paul telling us? Paul is saying this, beloved. Be constantly in the process of becoming more like God, making it your aim to act like him, to duplicate him, and to exactly copy him in every area of your life. We already stated, beloved, in the beginning of our teaching today, glory be to God, that children, parents, husbands, wives, students, and employees all have the ability to act. Some of you right now, you great actors. You can shift your role in a moment notice. In a moment notice. You happy one moment, you crying the next. You blessing somebody one moment, you cussing somebody out the next. you shift your role in a moment's notice. You the victim one moment, you the victor the next. Professional actors. Very early in life, people learn that they must act a certain way in order to get what they want. If their behavior is wrong, they know that they must act differently. Changing behavior requires a decision to do things differently, beloved, to speak differently, to think differently, and to act differently. And it all starts with a decision. So why don't you make a decision to put your unsanctified emotions, to put your unsanctified thoughts, your unsanctified feelings, and your unsanctified behavior aside and start acting like God? What would happen to your life, beloved? What would happen to your family, to your church, to your community, to your nation, and to the world if you did that? How would things be different, beloved, if you started acting like God? What would Jesus do? What would happen if you approached every problem acting as God does when he approaches problems? What difference would it make in your life if you acted like God every time you had to deal with an unloving person? Beloved, in all these cases, your world would be dramatically affected if you acted like God. Problems would appear very small, and you'll believe that you could overcome every one of them if you was thinking like God. Beloved, the Bible says this: God's ways are not our ways. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He didn't say we couldn't have them. He just said they was higher. The Bible wouldn't tell us, amen, to be conformed into the image of Christ until Christ be formed in us if it wasn't impossible, if it was impossible to do. Beloved, glory be to God. Your life would be different and you would have sufficient love. You would have sufficient patience and forgiveness for every unloving person if you was acting like God. So why don't you make the decision to take up acting? we doing it anyhow. Let's just change our role models, all right? Let's just change. We just gonna change our role models, amen. I'm acting. I'm taking it up. Who you gonna do? I'm acting like the Lord. I'm acting like the Lord. I'm acting like God. I'm acting like Jesus. He's the person I'm mimicking. He's the person I'm duplicating. Jesus. I choose Jesus. I choose the character of Jesus. For those actors, amen, to go in and win those Academy Awards for portraying other people, glory be to God, amen. They spend hours, amen, studying that person's character. Hours on hours. Beloved, let's start the process of becoming today. Let's start the process of becoming. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? I love the way Pastor Lambert put it. Amen. Glory be to God. We always like to throw that scripture around, do unto others as you would have others to do unto you. He said, let's take it one step deeper. He said, why don't you do unto others the way you would have God do unto you? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Resolve today that in every situation, beloved, you're going to imitate your Heavenly Father. He is the greatest role model of all. When they interview me, I talk to people and they ask, well, who's your greatest role models? They can call me spiritual. They can call me whatever they want to call me. My answer is always the same. I can throw a couple names around, but Jesus is my greatest role model. Glory be to God, because you're going to win every time. You're going to win every time. And remember, beloved, that when you face a challenge, you don't have to sit around wondering what God would say or do. Because you have his script. Jamie Foxx had the script. Huh? And he memorized that word for word. Well, you got your script. His anointed word is your script. And it's always available to help you learn how to act like him. How to act like him. Beloved, and this is my second close, and I'm really close, and I know some parents who chastise their children physically abuse their children, and all the children was doing was acting like their mama and their daddy. All the children was doing was imitating the life they live. Mommy smoking, they smoking. Now they trying to kill them. You smoking marijuana, now you found out they smoking marijuana, you trying to kill them. You running around fornicating, whoring all over the place. Glory be to God, you find out all they doing is mimicking you. They just getting better at it. Each generation getting better at sinning. Yeah. What would your life look like, beloved? Amen. Glory be to God. If you had others mimicking you, what would the world look like? And so Paul is telling us, beloved, amen, since we are all actors, amen, come on, let's begin to mimic, amen, our Father. Let's walk in the Spirit. Let's live a life of obedience. Let's spend time in prayer. Let's spend time in the Word. Let us be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Glory be to God. Engage yourself in that process of becoming until Christ be formed in you. Amen and amen. Lord, help us make the decision to put our unsanctified emotions, our unsanctified thoughts, feelings, and behavior aside and to start acting like you. We know, beloved, that if we approach every problem acting like you, it will make a huge difference in our lives. You see everything from a viewpoint of power and victory. So please, help us to see like you, help us to think like you, and help us to act like you. Help us make the decision to change our way of thinking, to learn how to respond as you do to every situation that we are confronted with in life. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. The process of becoming. All right, this is the word of God, amen, and it will not return into him void, but it will accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. And the Holy Spirit is there. We're still teaching on the Holy Spirit, amen. We just bring him in and let you know that the Holy Spirit is involved in everything. The Holy Spirit is involved in everything. If you let him, if you make a decision to partner with him, he will partner with you, amen. In Jesus' name. In form of announcement today, beloved, we will be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock noon and back tonight at 9 o'clock. Please join us. Amen. Bring your prayer requests. Amen. Glory be to God. It's always somebody or something to pray for. Amen. If you don't have a prayer request, if you want to come and just touch and agree, amen, with the prayer warriors, please be careful of the background noise. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. I think that's it today. Amen. It seemed like it's something else, but we'll make that announcement on tomorrow. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Everybody stay cool today. Don't overexert yourself. Amen. Turn your air on. Turn your fan on. God will give you the money to pay the electric bill. Don't worry about the electric bill. Amen. God's going to bless you with the money to pay the electric bill. Amen. Use a little common sense and turn the air on, put it on low. If you don't like being cold, amen, just stay cool. Amen, stay cool. Amen. Glory be to God. What would Jesus do? If we could even take it down, we could just to make it practical like that. Now, if Jesus was here right now in the Philadelphia area and the weather was 90, 100, and Jesus had an opportunity, Jesus had an air conditioner in his house, what do you think Jesus would do? I think Jesus would turn that air conditioner on. That's what I think Jesus would do. Amen. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. And to God be praised. If you want to sweat, sweat. Amen. But just be careful, saints, because you got heat strokes and you got all that other stuff. And just be careful. Amen. Keep some balance in your life. Keep some balance in your life. Amen. And I'm preparing a message on balance. Amen. And we have to keep balance in our life. Solomon taught on that, and it's very important. You can't be too spiritual that you're no earthly good. And you can't be so earthly, amen, that you're no spiritual good. You have to have balance. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, Father God, we say thank you for the word as it has come forth. Father God, thank you. Thank you for helping us, Father. Thank you for helping us to grow and to mature. Thank you, Father God. We love you for loving us. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, help us to keep our minds stay fast on you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, show us your pathway for provisions. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death. Father, we are crying out for these families, Father God, who are suffering, Father God, bloodshed and their children, Father God, being taken out of here. Father God, for just being in the wrong place, in the right place, but at the wrong time. They was in the right place, but they was there the wrong time, Father. And Father God, deaths are increasing all around us. Father God, COVID took out a bunch of people. Now we have bloodshed, Father God. Innocent lives being snatched up out of here, and especially our children. Father God, we pray for your grace and we pray for your mercies. We pray for your covering upon us and our families, our neighbors, our loved ones, Father God. Father, you said where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. And our heart bleeds. It's so easy for us to keep going on. We hear a 10-year-old was shot in her grandmother's house in the living room. But what if it was our daughter? What if it was our granddaughter? What if it was our niece? Father God, we don't want to be desensitized, Father God, because it's happening so often. We just don't want to shake it off and say, oh, another soul gone. No, Father God, it's time for us to pray and keep on praying because it's getting closer and closer to home. We got to pray like it was our daughter. We have to pray like it was our family. The devastation hit us, Father God. Give us some compassion and not to get cold, Father God, with all of the senseless stuff that's happening around us. This is our prayer. God, meet us at the altar today. Meet us at the altar. And meet us, Father God, at the altar of our hearts. We're not going to wait till 12 o'clock to pray because we're praying now because we need you. We need you. What would Jesus do, Father God? Jesus would pray, and then after Jesus got finished praying, he would be out there in the multitude. He would carry the word out into the multitude because he was the word. And he would let somebody know. Help us, Father. You're calling us for a higher work. You're calling us to do a little bit more. Help us to say yes. In Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare that it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine on you and to be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you, and the Lord give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
I knew that I would never be the same. For in that moment I became your servant. And since that day I only have
Praise the Lord, saints. Engage in the process of becoming. Amen. And let's start today. Pastor Bradford signing out. I love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Meet you at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing. God bless.